Good Thursday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Many things in life have a time limit. Athletic competition often has a time clock. Every day has only 24 hours. Elected office normally has a term length. Even perishable foods have a shelf life. Often, the final amount of time in the lifespan of an event is very significant. Lately, we've been looking at lessons God wants us to learn about the closing time for the nation of Israel, and specifically Jerusalem, as recorded in the Bible. Over the past several days, we've been walking a remarkable journey with Jewish prophets Jeremiah, who lived in Jerusalem, and Ezekiel, who lived with the captives in Babylon. Both were God's spokesmen as the collapse of the nation of Israel approached. The historical records of the Kings and Chronicles are important. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 11 to 14, summarizes those closing years in this way. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the word of the Lord. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart, and would not turn to the Lord, the God of Israel. Furthermore, all the leaders of the priests and the people became more unfaithful, following all the detestable practices of the nations and defiling the temple of the Lord. Leaders who refuse God's guidance, especially God's warnings, put those people they govern in great danger. Isn't that true? What a very sad epilogue of the failure of those Jewish leaders, both governmental and religious, who, in their refusal to respond to God's warnings through his prophets, destined the great city of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, and even the temple of God to the outpouring of the judgment of God. From God's perspective, he had tried to help them. The record of this very sad time continues. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent word to them through his prophets again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place, the temple. But the people mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people, and there was no remedy. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 15 and 16. Now that may be one of the most painful statements in all of the Bible. In the place of defiant rejection of God, when God's patience and mercy has run out, there is no remedy, and God's justice will be done. Wow, that is frightening, isn't it? That time finally came for what was left of God's people in the once proud and flourishing nation of Israel, and God gave his prophet Jeremiah this final message for obstinate Jewish King Zedekiah and his military leaders. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I am about to turn against you the weapons of war that are in your hands, which you are using to fight the Babylonians who are outside the city wall besieging you. And I will gather them inside this city. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm in furious anger and great wrath. Jeremiah chapter 21. Is it difficult for you to hear that God's holy justice against wickedness is sometimes accomplished with God's great wrath? The year was 588 BC, and King Nebuchadnezzar had returned to Jerusalem with his mighty army for a third time, this time to put Jerusalem under siege with the objective of final conquest and destruction. Repeated warnings from God and calls for his people to repent and return to God had been refused by Jerusalem leadership for almost 40 years. There was no remedy. God would not protect his beloved city, his people, or his temple from advancing destructive forces. Jerusalem and the great temple were both defiled by wicked idols, immorality, and widespread rejection of God. But even in judgment, God loves his people. God knew Nebuchadnezzar's siege would be terrifying. So God sent this message of wisdom and hope to the people in Jerusalem through Jeremiah. Tell the people, this is what the Lord says. See, I am setting before you the way of life and the way of death. Whoever stays in this city, Jerusalem, will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But whoever goes out and surrenders to the Babylonians who are besieging you will live. They will escape with their lives. This city will be given into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he will destroy it with fire. Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 8 to 10. It's important for people to discern when their leaders are leading them astray, away from God into danger. Wise people will discern and follow God's guidance and wisdom. Do you remember wise King Solomon wrote this powerful wisdom that is repeated in several places by several authors in the Bible? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs chapter 1. Are you a wise person who prioritizes God-given wisdom? And is your reverence for God guiding you at all times, despite what others, especially wayward leaders, say? This is why your personal relationship with Jesus Christ is so important, my friends. No matter where you live in the world, are leaders in your part of the world resistant to God and His truth? What about your social circle of friends nearby or online? What about your extended family? Are you discerning God's guidance to you for living a God-honoring life and maybe even surviving the disaster wickedness all around you may be causing? Do we see God's pattern throughout history and how families, cities, and even nations can reach a point of no remedy, and God sometimes allows disaster or war or famine or some cataclysmic event? So what is your pattern for keeping your heart and mind fixed on God's guidance for you and your family? Aren't you grateful for God's long-suffering, His patience with us, His mercy